Saskatoon police have found one of two inmates who escaped from the regional psychiatric center last night. 29-year-old Kendall Campbell was arrested this morning by the Guns and Gangs Unit. Police say he was taken into custody around 2 a.m. at a home in the 500 block of Douglas Crescent. The second inmate, 24-year-old Matthew Michelle, is still at large and is considered dangerous. No details have been released about how the two suspects escaped from RPC around 8:30 last night. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of 24-year-old Matthew Michelle is asked to contact Saskatoon police. An amateur baker from the Okanis First Nation says appearing in the finale of the Great Canadian Baking Show was unbelievable. Jody Robson says there was added pressure in the finals as family members were watching the competition baking.
Honestly, it was blind panic. My family was there, and I knew that they were, and this was the first time they were going to see anything that I'd actually created in the tent, in person. And that added an immense amount of pressure, so much more than the other bakes. I really wanted to impress my kids.
And Robson's final bake on the competition, a cookie panel broke, and she says it took her a few minutes to regroup from being panicked. It's been a year since the cannabis dispensary opened on the Musketeating Soto Nation. Chief Anthony Capo was calling it a success, saying the community is benefiting from more jobs. Capo says revenue from Minnow Mashkiki goes back into the community.
You know, we've been able to purchase some hockey equipment for our young ladies last year. We've continued to do that. We have a Musketeating Sports and Rec project that we have been planning and working on to open it up for our youth. So again, utilizing the revenues to not only create opportunities for our members for employment, but also opportunities for our children.
Capo says 30 jobs and a security company have been created, and there are plans to expand into cultivation. Several First Nation fire departments are gathering at Kisikoos First Nation today for a training exercise. The live-controlled burn will involve the old band office. Yorkton Tribal Council Emergency Response Planning Coordinator Bonnie Ostman says the training exercise will focus on the basics.
The fire departments that we're dealing with, the Cody, Kisikoos, and Key, are just starting to learn how to become firefighters. So it's really basic, a lot of safety aspects.
About 40 firefighters are taking part in today's controlled burn. The Saskatchewan government will open trade offices in Japan, India, and Singapore. The goal is to strengthen trade relationships and increase the shipment of exports. It's part of the premier's plan to increase the province's population to 1.4 million. Speaking this morning to the Saskatoon Chamber of Commerce, Mo said the ideas for growth are not just coming from the government.
MLAs have canvassed their constituents on ideas for how we can keep our great province of Saskatchewan moving in the right direction. And I would say that we have received some excellent feedback from industry, some excellent feedback from communities, and most importantly, some excellent feedback from constituents across the province.
Population growth was a priority in last month's throne speech, which opened the fall sitting of the legislature. The Saskatchewan Mining Association supports the province's growth plan for the next decade. The SMA says exempting the provincial sales tax on drilling for mining and exploration will help the industry expand. It says that should lead to more holes being drilled, increasing the chances of finding new mineral deposits and extending the life of existing mines. The association says mineral exploration companies will invest over $200 million in northern Saskatchewan this year. A nonprofit in Saskatoon says it will move forward with a plan to create an anonymous way that women can abandon their newborns. Sanctum Care Group says the decision comes after an infant was found dead at a Saskatoon recycling bin. Social Services Minister Paul Merriman says he wants to talk to their board and says there's some concern about the plan. He questions how an infant who is anonymously dropped off could remain connected to their community.
If a mother or a father decides to make this decision, social services is an option, hospitals are an option, police stations, and we're in working with also fire departments to see if that's an option. So it's not like there aren't options out there.
Police in Saskatoon are still investigating the infant's death and have been looking for the mother. The Aboriginal People's Television Network has published its first ever National Indigenous Music Impact Survey. It looked at the contributions made by the Indigenous music community to the Canadian economy and on the social fabric of the nation. The study shows that Indigenous music has contributed nearly $78 million to the economy, and it supports more than 3,000 full-time jobs. The study authors say the Indigenous music industry is still in its infancy and is poised for greater development. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says Justin Trudeau's minority government will still need his party's support if it wants to survive. Despite the New Democrats losing half of their seats in the October election, Singh still maintains there will be times that the Liberals will need their votes. He met this morning with Justin Trudeau.
If Mr. Trudeau wants to deliver something like universal pharmacare, the Conservatives don't care about universal pharmacare. The Bloc doesn't have an interest in delivering a plan that's going to help out Canadians across the country. For me, it's really clear. I want to deliver a universal pharmacare program that helps all Canadians. If Mr. Trudeau has any interest in doing that, he's going to have to work with me to do it.
Singh says he pushed Trudeau to drop the government's legal challenge of a recent Canadian Human Rights Tribunal ruling in favor of Indigenous children who were wrongly placed in foster care after 2007, but he says he received no commitments on the issue.